those folks are probably taken to quote unquote unofficial sites, unofficial detention centers, which are even more brutal and awful than the official ones. And where these issues of extortion, both in official and unofficial sites, i.e. squeezing the migrants, handing them a cell phone and saying, look, you need to call someone, have them wire to this account $500, and that's your ticket out. Extortion is the sort of business model in the official and unofficial sites. That's most likely what's happening in both locations. Those that don't show up either go to unofficial sites, are dumped at the border with Niger, some of them. Others are shipped out for forced labor on agricultural or construction sites. And some are dumped into Gargaresh, which is a migrant a neighborhood in Tripoli. And those are the lucky ones.
So you mentioned Niger. You reported that in 2015, the European Union pressured Niger to adopt a statute called Law 36. If you can explain what that is and then what the alternative is, and that goes to your own organization, the Outlaw Ocean Project.
Law 36 was in some ways a perfect illustration of the broader policy here and one that's really problematic, the broader policy of trying to stem the flow of people from places of desperation to places of less desperation. And so the EU, you know, look, in 2015, there were 500,000 migrants that crossed the Mediterranean. So there was a serious crisis in how to deal with so many people arriving to Italy, Greece, Spain. So the EU decided, look, we've got to sort of choke that off further upstream. And Law 36 is a perfect example of what was done. You had this long sort of policy of open borders in these countries and a sort of steady and established and legal and in many ways healthy flow of people through the Saharan desert on one main road, primarily through Agadez. And overnight, what, you know, bus drivers turned into traffickers because there was this law, EU-led, EU-instilled law called Law 36 that made it illegal to cross those borders or to carry those people. And that was part of the larger agenda of trying to stop the flow. What are the solutions here? Not an easy question to answer. One solution surely is for wealthy Western nations, be it the US or the EU, to definitely not outsource migration policy to failed states. That's certainly the first thing that should happen. In Libya, specifically with the EU, what I hear from smart folks who work on these issues is that if they wanted to try to clean up and lessen the harm and abuse that are occurring quite immediately in Libyan detention centers, the way to squeeze the Libyan government, which again, Libya is a state that is in, you know, a state in name only. If they wanted to try to clean up the prisons, then they could squeeze the Libyan government through the Libyan Coast Guard, since it's entirely funded by the EU, and say, look, if you want more of our assistance, then, you know, you have to immediately open the doors of the detention centers, let observers in, raise the standards, stop the abuses. That's a short-term pragmatic goal. But the deeper goal is there needs to be more funding to slow and more policy to slow the outflow of desperate people from their place of origin.
Well, we want to thank you for being with us, Ian Urbina, investigative journalist, director of the Outlaw Ocean Project. His recent article in the December issue of The New Yorker is titled "The Invisible Wall Inside the Secretive Libyan Prisons That Keep Migrants Out of Europe." We'll link to his project on our website at democracynow.org. And again, if you'd like to join us for our 25th anniversary celebration that we had the other night, you can just go to democracynow.org and see our interviews with Noam Chomsky and Angela Davis, with Winona LaDuc and the National Book Award-winning poet Martina Spada. The performances by Lila Downs and Tom Morello, and appearances by Danny DeVito and Danny Glover and Cornel West. That's at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Stay safe.
it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance in life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, everybody.
It's time for Whiskey Before Breakfast, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. I'm Amanda Richard, and I've got a show that I know you will enjoy. So stick around. We start off on the liquored up side of the family. We close down on the gospel side of the family. And in between, you'll hear an eclectic mix of folk music that, as I said, I know you will enjoy. So let's start off our liquored up set by going to the old time side of the family. Here come the Morgantown Rounders. They're going to dance all night with a bottle in your hand.
Bottle in your hand, dance all night with the bottle in your hand, just for digging the fiddler grand. Seen nothing of my job long since. Walk on home, couldn't get along. Here comes Sally with the pigtails on. Thank you.
bottle in your hand, a bottle in your hand, a bottle in your hand. Dance all night with a bottle in your hand, just for digging the fiddler dram.
About how much someone drinks. Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
I'm Joe Roland Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
When I was young, I had my time. Drank straight from the bottle, beer, whiskey, and wine. You came to my side and reached out your hand. Where the world saw a boy, babe, you saw a man. I can make the river flow the other way. I can't trade all my memories for today. I can't stay locked behind an open door. I can't turn back time anymore. Nobody knows what you and I shared. The moon in the window, just us two there. When I close my eyes, it don't seem like you're gone. If I don't open them soon, I'll never move on. I can't make the river run the other way. I can't trade all my memories for today. I can't stay locked behind an open door. I can't turn back time anymore.
Misbehaving with him, not with me. A pessimistic tomorrow is all that I see. Well, I can live with my version of the world going past. Well, the hard times we've had don't look so bad through the bottom of the glass. So turn up the jukebox, dim down the lights. I don't need no vision, 2020 tonight. So I won't see her, even if they walk past. Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer, through the bottom of the glass. Well, the grapevine done told me what they see and hear. They must like to watch me get tears in my beer. Well, I found a new someone. You may say she's trash. Well, she ain't much to see, but she looks good to me through the bottom of the glass. So turn up the jukebox, dim down the lights. I don't need no vision, 2020 tonight. So I won't see her, even if they walk past. Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer, through the bottom of the glass. Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer, through the bottom of the glass.
While you listen to the original Country Gentleman do Turkey Knob from Country Songs Old and New, the record they put out on back then was called Folkways back in 1960, let me tell you about the liquored up set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from the Morgantown Rounders doing Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand. That's from their 2006 self-titled record. A few weeks ago, I played, I think it was Laura Cantrell doing The Whiskey Makes You Sweeter. Well, the second song in today's Liquored Up set was by the song's author, Amy Allison, doing The Whiskey Makes You Sweeter from her 1996 album, The Maudlin Years. And just a little trivia note here that Amy Allison is Mose Allison, the jazz pianist's daughter. After the PSA, we heard from Grant Dermody doing I Can't Turn Back Time from his 2019 record, My Donny. And yes, indeed, the drinking is one of the things he can't undo, he says. Then the last thing on the set was from that old, seldom-seen Rebel LP, Old Train, that came out in 1974, Bottom of the Glass. This next set looks like it's all going to be new material from 2021. Amanda Cook's going to start it off with My Used to Be Blue Ridge Mountain Home right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Picture of my life left far behind. change and the snow melts off the ground. Each season brings a new way of life. Crops no longer tended, plows rusting in the fields, and a simple love that we left far behind. The place I called home is packed up and gone.
Step out to meet history face to face. Stone chimneys all that's standing, the rest had gone to ground. Ain't been back here since the night I burned the damn place down. Oh, I was young and stupid, sure and hard back then. The only lens I looked through was the color of my skin. Everything they taught me, everything I heard, led me on a one-way track to what at last occurred. Didn't know no better. I was jobless and unschooled, found a place to put my anger. I was ready to be fooled, guided by my grievance, force-fed my demands. They put hatred in my heart and a gun into my hands. Now 25 years later, I'm standing amidst the truth, paying for the crimes that I committed in my youth. And prison would not be enough to wash my sins away. The ashes of my actions surround me here today. Gravel crackles once again, truck stops next to mine. The face behind the wheel is etched by the patient hand of time. I haven't seen him since that night I set his world aflame. Ran his family from this place, I didn't even know his name. I let him speak his piece, cause I knew he had the right. Oh, we both carried since that hateful night. The house he built with his own hands, gone without a thought. It brought no satisfaction when he heard that I'd been caught. I know what I'd taken was more than just a home. I've been struggling for years, finding some way to atone. I hope that maybe something good, somehow had survived. He finished just about the time the building crew arrived.
Wanna hear your soapbox speech? Wanna know how you would do it? Wanna know how it should be? 'Cause I don't care what you think. You can keep your sophistry. Save my brain from atrophy. Have my own hand that feeds. So I don't need what you think. Don't wanna hear your soapbox speech. Wanna know. Call it stand your ground, another man is dead. Might as well be 1910, killing women and killing men. Another woman is dead. Another woman's dead. Another woman's dead. Turn signal wasn't on. They locked her up and now she's gone. Another woman is dead. No respect for life, just a slave in your eyes. If you'd rather see me in chains, I guess some things haven't changed. Well, maybe I'm just angry and my words may be cliché. Well, it's hard to write a song while folks get murdered every day.
I know it ain't so simple. I just know I'm mad as hell. Why should we choose between a noose and dying in a cell? They killed another man. They killed another man. Police put a gun on me. I was only 17, but I could have been that man. Some folks believe the lies. They'll fool about the disguise. Don't need to hide behind a white hood when a badge works just as good. Another man is dead.
Here are the violin. Robert Cannon here with his guitar. And the boy over here on the right is Doc Mercer with a banjo. They're playing Mississippi Sawyers and Take It Away. Don't get too close.
From the Galax Fiddlers Convention back in 1941, you're listening to the Grayson Melody Boys play Mississippi Sawyer, and that's what I'll use as the bed while I tell you about that set of new music you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. From Amanda Cook's new record, Narrowing the Gap, the first thing you heard was My Used to Be Blue Ridge Mountain Home. Then from John McCutcheon's new record, Bucket List, you heard Atonement. Then Amethyst Kia from her record that came out early in 2021, Wary Plus Strange, gave us Soapbox. And the last thing in the set was from Buffalo Nichols. From his self-titled album, Buffalo Nichols, you heard Another Man. This next set's going to be some ballads. I sure hope you enjoy them. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast. Jefferson Hamer and Anais Mitchell are going to start off with Willie of Winsbury.
The king has been a prisoner, and a prisoner long in Spain. And Willie of Winsbury has lain long with his daughter Jane. What ails you, what ails you, my daughter Jane? Why you look so pale and wan? Oh, have you had any ill sickness? Or yet been sleeping with a man? I have not had any ill sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man. It is for you, my father dear, for biding so long in Spain. Cast off your robe and gown, stand naked on the stone. If you be a maiden or none, and she's cast off her robe and gown, stood naked on the stone. Her apron was tied prisoner in Spain. No, it wasn't with a lord or a gentleman, or a man of wealth and fame. It was with Willie of Finsbury. I could ride no longer alone, and the king has called his serving men by one, by two, and by three, saying, where is this Willie of Finsbury? For hanged he shall be.
Never see the sun or sky, just the green wave going by. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long. Wonder why, wonder why. Fell straight or the Breton tide, spend my days on the Labrador and never see old Fundy shore. All my days on the Labrador and never see old. sable's horn blows all day long. Wonder why, wonder why. Give her staysail, give her main in the darkness and the rain. I don't mind the wet and cold. Just don't like the growing old. I don't mind the wet and cold. I just don't like the growing old. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long. Wonder why. I don't want this foggy wave to be my far and lonely grave. I don't want this foggy wave to be my far and lonely grave. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long. Wonder why.
Take what he can find. There were three yellow gypsies come to lower hall door. They came brave and boldy-o. One sang high and the other sang low, and the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy-o. It was upstairs and downstairs a lady went, put on her suit of leather-o. It was with a cry and a rattle of the door, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy-o. It was late that night when the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady-o. The servant girls replied to him, oh, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy-o. Up and saddle for me, ye milk-white steed, ye big horses, not speedy-o. Why, we will ride and they'll see me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy-o. Now when he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also. But when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady-o. Oh, and why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money-o? Why do you leave your own wedded lord to go with the raggle-taggle gypsy-o? Oh, and what do I care for me house and me land? What do I care for money-o? What do I care for me own wedded lord? I'm away with the raggle-taggle gypsy-o. It was there last night in the goose feather bed, with blankets thrown so calmly-o. Tonight you lie in a wide open field, in the arms of your raggle-taggle gypsy-o. Oh, and what do I care for me goose feather bed, with blankets thrown so calmly-o. Tonight I lie in a wide open field, in the arms of my raggle-taggle gypsy-o. Oh, and you rode east when I rode west, and you rode high when I rode low. I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy's lips than the whole of your lands and your money-o. Than the whole of your lands and your money-o.
Careful what you wish for.
I'm going there anyway.
That changes everything.
It's your career.
All right, let's pop this up.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, go.
Bela Flex newest release, My Bluegrass Heart, a 2-CD album. You're hearing Us Chickens with Sam Bush on the mandolin, Jerry Douglas on the dobro, Stuart Duncan on the fiddle, Edgar Meyer on the bass, Billy Strings on the guitar, and of course, Bela Fleck on the banjo. And that's what you're going to listen to while I tell you about that set of ballads you just heard on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, Jefferson Hamer and Anais Mitchell gave us Child Ballad number 100 from the collection of Francis Childs, Willie of Winsbury, and that's from one of my favorite releases of 2013, an EP of, I just called Child Ballads. Then Gordon Bott gave us Bay of Fundy, and I found it on a re-release on Folk Legacy called Bay of Fundy. He had released it on his original album that came out before that on the Verve label, just called Gordon Bott. But this version was from a 1975 Folk Legacy record called Bay of Fundy. Then Pentangle from 1967 gave us Let No Man Steal Your Time, which is readily available on the Pentangle Anthology Early Classics. From this year, Debbie Smith, from her new record Then and Now, gave us The Raggle Taggle Gypsy, along with a tune called The Cat and the Dog. Then the last thing on the set was Joan Baez, along with her sister Mimi Fornina, doing Donovan's Catch the Wind, and that's from a record that came out in 1998 called Folk Duets. Changing the format of the show a little bit, we're going to go to a station break now, and when we come back, we'll start off with something from Kate Wolf. Thank you so much for listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the university's Cohone Center on the Carnegie Mellon campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more info, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
I'm a physician.
I am a nurse.
I'm a nurse, too. But I'm also a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine.
I got it because I'm a son and a husband.
I got it to protect my community.
It's been proven to be extremely effective against the spread of the virus.
It's been more rigorously tested than any vaccine in history to make sure it's safe.
When we get it, we protect ourselves and our community.
It's your choice. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
I never had no whiskey before breakfast.
That's because I drink all of it before you can have any.
Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news, Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dubby-toota.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
Wow, we haven't even done anything yet. Well, we're all trying not to be too nervous, but we're real happy to be here, I'll tell you that.
We're starting off the second half of Whiskey Before Breakfast with Kate Wolf.
You ready? One, two, three.
Gray-haired and flint-eyed, a sunburned faceline, Grandpa was a man of few words. He had a way, not wanting to say any more than he thought would be heard. And the long years of living, day to day giving, had carved out a map on his face. With little to lose, he'd learned how to choose, and his choices were easy to trace. He had the eyes of a painter, heart of a maker of song. His words fell like rain on the dry desert plain, precious and so quickly gone. And from a long line of teachers, white Baptist preachers, he was born with an Indian will. His quiet dark eyes reading the light as he rode in the low Osage hills. His school was the prairie, sage, the wild berry, the quail, the wide open sky, the cottonwood thicket by the slow rolling river, the red bud and the hot cattle drive. Had the eyes of a painter, heart of a maker of songs. His words fell like rain on the dry desert plain, precious and so quickly gone. Days filled with thinking, nights with drinking, for a lost love that raged like a storm. But how his eyes smiled when he talked to a child, rough hands gentle and warm. And his strong arms were brown, where the long sleeves rolled down on his faded blue cotton shirt. When times got hard, he'd go out in the yard and he'd cuss away some of his hurt. He had the eyes of a painter, heart of a maker of songs. His words fell like rain on the dry desert plain, precious and so quickly gone. Now the garden's grown dusty, and axe lies rusty, the door's banging hard in the wind. Grandpa's store is closed down, like most of the town, it won't be open again. His big white car sits out in the yard of the house he built solid and true. But I see his eyes burning tonight like the stars in the sky. You heart of a maker of songs. His words fell like rain on the dry desert plain, precious and so quickly gone. His words fell like rain on the dry desert plain, precious and so quickly gone.
Most of the time, a big city bully when I'm stuck in line with the postal clerk who types too slow when